Welcome to All Villa, No Filler. Please subscribe to the show. Aston Villa travel to Lille on Thursday for the second leg of their Conference League quarter-final. Who better to find out more about Lille from than CBS football journalist, French soccer expert and Villa fan Jonathan Johnson. Firstly, Jonathan, welcome back to the show. And what exactly are Villa heading into at Lille away?
Hey there, thanks a lot for having me on. It's good to return. Always a pleasure. Always look forward to chatting Villa. And I feel like I'm about to enjoy a long overdue trip to see Villa in action in France now. So yeah, it's certainly taken on a new dimension, sort of given Villa's result over the weekend against Arsenal. Unexpectedly good result there. And I think now it really feels like sort of come Thursday with the advantage from the first leg, the Villa really have an opportunity now, I think, to sort of put together a couple of season-defining results. Obviously, sort of the hope for finishing in the top four and safeguarding the Champions League has sort of been restored a little bit by the win over Arsenal. Obviously, Spurs not getting 4 points in that game in hand would be even more reassuring. But at this moment in time, all Villa can really focus on now is Lille. And obviously, part of that quest, which, you know, it's been sort of an intriguing subplot to sort of follow and keep an eye on over the last couple of weeks, has been the fact that Villa, although in theory are sort of playing potentially for a place in the Europa League via the Conference League, could actually be playing for a place in the Champions League if the coefficient works in the Premier League's favour and fifth spot becomes an extra Champions League place. So really feels like suddenly Villa have a bit of wind in their sails again after the result. And the only thing that I would say to be a bit wary of is we saw in the first leg, Lille certainly have the players to sort of create opportunities, to have efforts at goal. And I think we'll need to see more of the same sort of staying power that we saw from Villa against Arsenal over the weekend. I think Lille will come out all guns blazing, try to get that goal that they need to level things up as quickly as they can. And the longer that Villa can sort of keep them contained and maybe hit them on the counter-attack, the better. So I think the real mission for Emery and the boys is sort of to pull off something similar to what we saw against Arsenal, but perhaps to be just a little sharper in front of goal. Obviously, Watkins and Tielemans were unlucky hitting the woodwork before we actually scored. But it's going to be sort of a similar kind of performance, I think, that Villa would really need to emulate. And if the defensive solidity can be there, it was an overdue strong performance from Diego Carlos. I felt man of the match for me, despite a few good performances across the pitch. If we can sort of execute that similar kind of game plan, I feel confident that Villa can come away with the victory. I mean, obviously there is an argument as well to say go out, try and blitz Lille immediately from the start, push them back, peg them back, get that goal and sort of put the tie beyond them. But equally, at the same time, I think we saw at Villa Park just last week the fact that, you know, this Lille side, as I said before, can create chances and they will create chances. They're a tough team to beat at home. They've got a very good, very experienced coach in Paulo Fonseca. And I think really throwing caution to the wind, would be quite a risk. And it seems to me that Emery, will probably try to go for something a bit more similar to what we saw against Arsenal over the weekend.
Yeah, I'd agree. I went to the Villa Lille game and I was really, taken aback by just how fit Lille were. It felt like right into the 90th minute, they were sprinting and pressing. And, maybe they've had a little bit more of a break during games than Villa have had. I know Lille haven't really played this weekend, I don't think. So that could be a factor on Thursday. But, what are Lille like at home? Are they kind of a ferocious pressing team? I know that they're losing record at home is actually very good. They don't tend to lose very much at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the most daunting aspect of it for Villa. I mean, Lille are not really a team that blow their opponents away. I mean, okay, they can occasionally rack up quite a high score in Ligue 1, certainly against some of the sort of lower ranked teams, but you never saw them, you never see them really absolutely pummeling some of their opponents into submission. And I think that's why sort of if Villa can get the extra goal in Lille, then it's going to be difficult for them to sort of overcome Villa by the end of the game. It's, I think one goal really should probably put it beyond them. And had it been 2-0, I would have been pretty confident that Villa could sort of see this one out. But like we said, they have some players who can really sort of get at Villa and hurt Villa. Defensively, they can be very solid as well. I mean, you just look at some of that back line, sort of Diakite, Yoro, Chevalier. It's difficult to breach, so Villa did a very good job in scoring twice against them. I think they would have felt very, very disappointed at the way that Watkins' opener was conceded, especially as Villa are sort of not renowned for their aerial prowess. It feels like the real secret to beating Lille. I mean, probably actually the thing to recognize more than anything is that Villa don't have to beat Lille to advance. A draw is good enough, but obviously we don't want to see Villa going out and playing for the draw. But I think it's sort of, trying to keep things as tight as possible, and trying to hit Lille on the counter-attack as opposed to just going straight out there and trying to blow them away, because we've seen, Lille are very, very good at being able to suck up that kind of pressure, and then sort of launch their own kind of counter attacks. Now the onus is a bit more on them to come out and be attacking, which, honestly, despite Jonathan David being a goal threat, Jelgrova being an absolute menace, I don't feel that sort of free scoring performances are Lille's strong suit. So I think the fact that they have to come out and try and find a goal leaves them potentially vulnerable to pace on either side. I don't know if Emery's going to go with one or the other of Diaby and Bailey. It seemed to work quite well, sort of introducing Bailey for the remainder of the game against Arsenal, and obviously got the key goal. I do think that it's about not falling sort of into the trap that an experienced coach like Fonseca, would be able to sort of set in place for a team like Villa, with all the experience that he's accrued over the years. Obviously not the same level as Emery is, but also at the same time, quite a worthy adversary too.
Yeah, I'm sort of half expecting something a little bit like what we saw at Ajax away, where Villa go sort of more traditionally Emery, how I associated him before he was at Villa, and maybe 10 years ago when we were a little bit more defensive, maybe, and just wait for an opportunity to sit on the break. I mean, what we did at Arsenal with the 2-0 win, which was just extraordinary, really. Withstanding Arsenal's, quite ferocious press, being willing to pass it around at the back, finding ways out, hitting them on the break. Do you think in a way the fact we pulled it off so well against Arsenal, does that give us a bit of a psychological edge over Lille now, do you think, going into Thursday?
Certainly. I mean, I think one, it makes Lille's task more daunting. They'll be looking at that result thinking, this is really going to be tough now. And I think the only thing that really Lille will sort of fancy themselves because of is the fact that it's a very, I mean, any Premier League game is quite draining, especially when you've lost a couple of players to long-term injuries, as we have. But sort of the physical aspect of sort of, like you said, them having a bit longer to recover, and Villa having sort of less time to bounce back, because obviously mentally, Villa will be on cloud nine after that result, and sort of having or feeling like the power is back in our hands, to finish in top four once more. But equally, it will kind of take its toll, and I think at this stage of the season, we've already seen Villa sort of looking a bit leggy in some of the games, and suffering, unfortunate results because of that. So that's probably going to be the biggest thing to look for. But I was looking at the way sort of Emery was managing some of the minutes of some of the players against Arsenal, and it does feel like it was almost kind of built towards a draw being a good result against Arsenal, and then getting the result and progress over the line against Lille, and now suddenly with the win against Arsenal, it really feels like it could be a good sort of week for Villa if we can confirm that progress in the Conference League.
Yeah, there were a couple of players as well. I thought that Lille, they impressed me for Lille, actually. One was Thiago Santos, their right back. Watching him in person, I thought he was a very handy, quite like, had a quite physical, decent player. Who are their prime threats, you think, going into Thursday night? Obviously, Jonathan David's the one who sticks out, but who else might there be?
I mean, I think the one who really always sticks out for me and really shines whenever I watch them is Zhegrova. They do have a couple of really sort of experienced players as well who are capable of moments of brilliance. Remy Cabella, for example. But it's for me, I think Zhegrova and David would be the sort of two main threats that I think Villa should be sort of mindful of, and they will have seen in the game. I mean, somebody who I thought had a good game as well, and I agree with you on Thiago Santos, but somebody I thought performed really well, and Premier League fans will remember him from his time with Newcastle, and I think potentially he was at Spurs as well, was Ben Taleb. In midfield, he is, he's very familiar with the Premier League style, knows how to mix it with the best of teams. Benjamin Andre has been sort of a sure value for Lille in that midfield over the years as well. But Ben Taleb, for me, if I was to pick somebody a bit further back behind Zhegrova and David, he's somebody who can really influence the game and really compete with Villa in an area of the pitch that I think is going to be crucial in Thursday's game.
Yeah, he's the definition of a tidy player, I think, Ben Taleb, isn't he? Just very good at keep retaining the ball and spreading it around. I guess just sort of finally before we go, like, by the same token, if Lille are coming at Aston Villa, do you think Villa, I know that Lille are very difficult to beat at their place, but do you think Villa have the players on the counter if that's how we choose to play to, impact them and cause them a lot of problems?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the result, you look at the way that we managed to hit Arsenal at the weekend. I mean, we left it late with the two goals through Bailey and Watkins, but equally at the same time, if Watkins' shot is just a whisker, slightly to the side, he scores in the first half. Tielemans really unlucky to hit the bar and post with the same effort, and suddenly it could be, a more harsh defeat for Arsenal than it already was. And I think, when you look at the players that we have, when you've got somebody in the goal scoring form that Watkins is in, but also you've got somebody who can come in from the bench like Duran, then you've got the really scintillating pace of the likes of Diaby, and also Bailey. I think that, that can open up any team. And with all due respect to Lille, Villa can go and score twice at Arsenal and win. Villa can definitely go and do the same, if not better, in Northern France. I'm not saying that I think Villa will win 2-0 or better. I'm just saying that I think, certainly Villa have the quality to be able to punish Lille, because at the end of the day, Lille can't play for that goalless draw. If it is goalless, then it's not good enough to take them through. And although they will want to keep things respectable if they do end up going out, equally, at the same time, they know they're going to have to come out and look for that goal. And like I said earlier, it's not necessarily in their style to be the ones who are sort of forcing the issue. And if Villa can really soak up some of that early pressure, which, let's face it, is inevitable in this kind of game, because nobody wants to lose a quarter final, especially when you're that close to potentially being in the semis. Villa can ride that sort of early storm, sort of first 20 minutes or so, or the first half of the first half. Then, I think Villa could definitely, sort of hope to sort of hit Lille on the counter sort of sometime in the second half of the first 45, opening 15 of the second. And I think if Villa do get that opening goal, that would probably kill Lille's hope. But obviously, the risk is sort of, if there's a mistake, or there's a chink in the armor at the back early on, and Lille get that goal, suddenly it's a completely different game. So I think Emery is also going to have to be mindful of that, because at the end of the day, as fantastic as the Arsenal result was, and believe me, it was brilliant, I was delighted to be celebrating it in front of a bunch of Arsenal supporting mates here in Paris. It completely would alter the game plan. So it's an Arsenal in the league, at the end of the day, it's a one-off game. It's not one that's going to be played over two legs. This, at the end of the day, was a good performance from Villa, but Lille did have their chances. And I think that should be the warning sign that Emery and Villa needed to not take this lightly, to not rotate too many players and feel like the job is already done. And to expect a very motivated, very difficult to beat team that will certainly be a bit fresher than Villa.
For sure. And now, hopefully, this is not one of the last games Villa have in France for quite a while. So hopefully, you can get to a few games next season. Who knows? Dare to dream Champions League football at Parc des Princes or the Stade Vélodrome, somewhere like that. But Jonathan, thank you very much for coming on. Where can people find your work online?
Not a problem. Thanks a lot for having me on. Always a pleasure, and fingers crossed for the results on Thursday. And yeah, I would love dearly to see Villa coming back to France at some point next season, whether that's in the Europa League, whether that's in the Champions League, whether it's in the Europa Conference League. We don't know at this moment in time, but yeah, fingers crossed it's going to be in a at least one level up on the European pyramid. But in terms of sort of following what I'm doing, and certainly following events from on Thursday night when I head up north, Twitter slash X, for anyone who still uses it, is probably the best place to find me. So at JON_Legossi, and that's where you'll find links to most of my articles and certainly updates from Thursday's trip to Lille.